Welcome back to Sweet But Salty, the Bliss Point of Podcasts, and welcome to this random last-minute recording session that is happening at 10:30 p.m. the night before I have to upload the new episode. Oof, the pressure. Actually, I'm gonna be really upfront because that's what I always do and how I want to be in this podcast and what I want this podcast to be about. I've talked about so many topics throughout the years and episodes that it's hard to come up with new topics. I have my extended list, if you know, you know. But I don't always feel like talking about the topics that are on there. So it's really always a matter of, what am I feeling like? And what do I want to express in this very moment? Because I see this podcast more and more as a diary and as a way to reflect on my life as it is right now. So I want to keep it real. A lot of positive things have happened in the past couple of weeks. Like, your life can change tremendously within a month or two. And sometimes even not so noticeably. Like, it sometimes changes and you don't really realize it, but it's a gradual progression and it's a gradual growth process and it feels so good. I'm oftentimes aware of changes pretty quickly because I would say that I'm a quite self-reflective person and I take my life and the things that happen in it very seriously. And sometimes too seriously because I'm somewhat of a control freak and I don't know. Well, not a freak, but I like to be in charge and I like to have control over myself and over things happening in my life. And one thing that I'm learning and observing is that sometimes we are not in control. Sometimes things happen and that's the moment when we get to decide how we react. And that to me is the biggest strength that a person can develop. It's like, you cannot always influence the circumstances. In fact, you can do your best to do so, but in the end, it's always sort of random. And it's not in your control what comes from the outside. But you can firstly always lay the foundation for luck to enter your life. And secondly, you always, 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 always have the choice to choose your reaction in every situation. And even if you choose not to do anything and to just be still and wait, that is a choice that you're making. And if you're not making it consciously, you're going to run into problems and you're probably going to be faced with similar situations over and over again because life is going to throw itself, so to say, at you, or certain critical moments and encounters and constellations that are going to pop up over and over again. Maybe sometimes in different ways and shapes and forms, but they are certainly going to impact your life. And it's up to you and to me and to us to decide how we want to react in those moments. And that's one of the reasons why I keep recording podcast episodes, even though I sometimes feel like I'm stuck or like I'm in a recording rut or that I don't have anything to say, because if I sit down and start talking, I know that something of value will come up and I will be able to express my thoughts and feelings in that very moment. And about what I just said, that we always have the choice to choose and direct our reaction to certain things. We should still aim for, I don't want to call it control, but for a good balance between reactions and actions. And oftentimes with a little bit of planning ahead, with a little bit of consideration and thinking, we can create momentum in our lives and we can create upward spirals and positive changes and ultimately lay the foundation for luck or lucky encounters, because it's easier if you show up, if you're active, if you're conscious and responsible. It's easier for luck to find you and it's easier for you to define situations as lucky strikes. Because if you don't think for yourself, you run the risk of being caught in everyday life and feeling trapped and just going about life in an unconscious way. And I think that's actually a waste of your precious time and of the precious gift that you were given. This life is a gift and we all get to develop ourselves and to really peel off the layers of conditioning and learnings that we should unlearn. We don't always have the choice when we are kids, but as we grow up, we profit from opening our eyes to the opportunities around us, not just the obligations and duties and deadlines and whatnot, but actually to the positive things. And even though it's hard sometimes and you may catch yourself comparing yourself to others or feeling sort of like you're being treated unfairly, don't dwell on those emotions. Try to see the positive in everything. And not in a toxic positivity kind of way, more in a growth mindset way where you are aware of quote-unquote bad things happening, but also of the fact that they're going to make you stronger eventually and that they were probably some kind of lesson that you needed to learn. And just kick perfectionism in the butt because you don't need it. We're not perfect. We will never be. And that's the beauty of it. Because if you ditch the notion of perfection in your life or from your life, you're gonna feel freedom on a whole different level. So I guess this was just a tiny little episode filled with my current thoughts and feelings, and I really hope you enjoyed this. I'm a fan of having monologues, as you know, but here and there, there were some interviews in my podcast history, and I think soon a new interview will be conducted and published. So stay tuned for that. Thank you so much for listening. I really hope you enjoyed this. If you did, please make sure to subscribe and to rate my podcast wherever you're listening. It really helps me out a lot. Thank you so much. Bye.